before I go, there is one thing. There is one other tiny little thing. In fact, microscopic. Very small. But I want to share this thought with you. Within a candle, there is heat and there is light. And it flickers. It is influenced by the world around it. And sometimes it goes, and it's gone. Just that. Just a breath away from extinction. And I want everyone out there to share that extinction with me. Because I care. I care very much about the world. I care very much about you out there. And if I'm not going to make it, I just kind of hope that none of us do. And I just felt like saying that because,
well, thanks, that's all we have time for, but we'd really like to thank our callers for calling in and sharing their deepest feelings with us. But really, we don't want to talk about death for too long because we've got a lot of sex topics to get through. So maybe we can move on to Billy from Aberdeen, who has something very special to share with us.
Hello. What I'm calling about is the fact that there's a lot of sex in the world today. And, well, quite frankly, I don't seem to be getting very much of it myself. So, what I'm ringing up about is, can I share sex with someone as much as I share these thoughts with you?
Yes. Well, that's very interesting, Billy. But you realize there are a lot of callers on the line because sex is one of our most popular topics. Death really doesn't get us too far these days, but sex, boy. Anyway, a lot of callers out there, so how about you, Lizzie from Dundee?
Hey, well, what is sex, anyway? I've never quite understood you.
Yes, thank you, Lizzie. Perhaps one of our London callers now would like to share with us some of their most intimate private thoughts.
I'd like to say that life without sex is like sex without life. I mean, it's like being dead, basically. When you're dead, you don't have sex. Mind you, there's no reason to say that you actually need it when you're dead anyway. I have never been dead myself, although I hope to be someday as I grow older. But I'm guessing if there is a God, I don't suppose he lets dead people have sex because it would be a bit disgusting. And I'd worry about it myself. I would. Because what if a dead person got pregnant? Who would look after the kids? After all, I mean, that's what sex is about. It's about procreation. It's not about having fun. As much as you have to take responsibility, and if you imagine the world today, if all the dead people that have ever existed were bonking away like mad, the world would be piled high full of bodies and lots of dead people's children. And, I mean, there's enough of them about today, as it is. That's how I feel, anyway. Right, thank you for that contribution. Perhaps we could have one of our overseas callers now. Would you like to respond to that in any way?
Yeah, well, what I wanted to say was that this next stuff is really getting up my nose, and then consequently my nose is all blocked up and I can't really talk properly. The whole point of it is that sexual continuity has to do with freedom of speech as it does the kind of freedom of nasal passages and sinal canals. So as far as I'm concerned, the less sex in my nose, the better, and the more sex in the outside world, the better. I think the sex and death issues are related, as your last caller said, because I expect that, you know, when I die, that my nose will eventually clear up, even if it's only through worms digging about in there and making tunnels for themselves where my sinuses ought to be. Thank you very much for that call. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.